The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Lazy Boy.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app, and you know that you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And I know that I just left off telling a story about a first date going to a furniture store, and I wasn't thinking, what a great introduction, because we have Bess Marks from Lazy Boy with us today. How do you weigh
what's
in on
wrong
this?
What's wrong with dating in a furniture store? What's wrong with this? I think this is a great idea.
I mean, you could definitely, maybe you can find your, you know, forever, your soulmate at a furniture store.
Well, I kind of did. So
I highly suggest it.
I highly recommend it.
This was an interesting.
But we need more time than this to talk about that.
Well, yes.
We can talk about that another day.
Ever on this.
Another day.
We're going to put that one in the back. So how are things going?
Things are going great. Yes, thank you. It really is. Things are awesome. And what beautiful weather we've had. And it's hard to complain.
It is.
As long as the air conditioning's working.
Yeah, it is gorgeous out. All of a sudden, just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Moonlight Madness, is that a thing?
Woo! Yes, ma'am, it is. Going on tomorrow, closing early today and opening late tomorrow. It's our pre-Labor Day kickoff. So
that is cool.
Pre-Labor Day, it's kickoff for Labor Day. So, yeah. It's hard to believe we're there at Labor Day. We've had our full, wonderful summer, and it's time to come inside, and children are back at school, which seems like such cruelty to me. It really does.
We can't be nice to all of them.
No, it seems so cruel. I'm sorry, y'all. It's just brutal. But they're back in school, and so we're kind of gearing back up. I'm not ready to gear up, but that's what we're doing, and really excited about the fall. So things are going well. We have prices so low, Jess. You won't need to shop no more. Come see the things that will make you smile. They'll be yours in a little while.
That is odd. I've never participated in a Moonlight Madness.
It's a lot of fun.
That sounds so cool.
It's just a fun day. You know, we open at noon and we're open till 8 that night, and everybody just gets excited. It's just it's a fun day. And now it's a great time because we're headed into fall. You know, we're coming back inside our houses from being outside. And, you know, it's even happened to me because we've been out a lot this summer. And, you know, I've come home and I looked at my husband last night and I said, and we're at, you know, our permanent residence. And I said, well, clearly we need to refresh this place.
It's time to refresh.
And,
it's like, no.
And it's a great time to get ready for the holidays, which will be here quick.
Right.
Before we know it. And football season starting up.
I'm sitting here thinking I need a recliner because for two reasons. Football season and all the good food that you eat in the fall.
Jess, you don't even need a reason.
This is true.
You don't even
I have to rationalize
reason.
Things in my life.
I know. We all do. Isn't that funny? We all do. We all have to. It's so funny about our hearts because, you know, our hearts lead us where we really want to go. And, you know, then we just use our mind to rationalize why we have that. You know, why, you know, how are you going to get my, how are you going to justify my heart? How right. are you going to justify my heart? And it does. It
and will. We can just do what we want. We have one side that tells us no, one side that tells us yes, and take
one's
control
trying to
of
take
that brain.
Care of us.
That's
yeah.
right.
Take good care of us.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think a good power recliner that you could just kind of like,
they're
if
amazing.
I've had too much to eat, just press the button and it lifts me back up.
I know.
Puts me
they're
on my
amazing.
Way.
They're amazing. They are amazing. You know, we've been, Lazy Boy has been in the reclining business for almost 100 years.
Wow.
And the technology, the development has been just incredible. I was reading our, we have a, you know, inside the corporation magazine, of, you know, communication. And I was reading it yesterday and I was like, it is incredible what the power motion furniture is and what's entailed in that to create this beautiful furniture that is so comfortable and so good looking.
Like me.
Exactly, Jess. Duh. And if y'all can't see, I'll take a picture. I'll post it on Facebook.
They'll be like, oh, man.
This is Jess.
No. That is awesome. So is everything great? Is for Labor Day sales 30%
yeah.
off the entire store?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That you got that right.
One more reason to go.
One more reason to go. And so many reasons to be there. You know, and then the other point is, so many times people say, if I could just see how it would look in my house, I would know.
Right.
And that's why we have the in-home design program, to let you see how this is going to look in your house.
That's so awesome. Tell me a little bit about how that works. I know I've heard it before, but I need to hear it again.
I love saying it.
I
so
need
I
to hear it. And I know
kind.
we always hear things, but there's always something we miss each time I learn something new. So there has to be a listener out there that's my.
You know, it started years ago out in, believe it or not, Las Vegas, Nevada, where for years and years, you know, the furniture business was men.
Yep.
It was all men. And somehow a light bulb went off and they developed this thought in Las Vegas that the problem is not here in the store. The problem is at the house.
Right.
So, you know, you come to the store to solve a problem that's not there. It's over here. So how do we do that? How do we solve that problem? How do we get what you do to make your home look like a picture out of a magazine? How do we make that happen? How can we make it so that you love what you have, that, you know, like you just mentioned a recliner earlier, you know, you said you wanted that recliner in your space because you want to be able to just chill out and just, you know, escape. You know, remember the old Calgon commercial?
Take me away.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, you know, so you've described really something that's what you want. But how do we know? How can we make sure that it's going to be right for you? How's it going to fit in your space? How's it going to look in your space? How, you know, there's so many things that go into your home, into your room. You know, the perfect furniture starts your room, and then the details finish it out to make it a home.
Right.
So to have the perfect room, you need the right furniture. So how's it going to fit? You know, so many things. Traffic pattern, is that right? You mentioned football. You know, your football season's coming. How are people going to be able to sit around and watch the game comfortably?
Right.
You know, how is that going to work? Or
how's going to fit the chips, the wings, and everything else in my
chair? And who's going to be walking in front of the TV? You know, who's going to be walking in front of that to get back to the kitchen, to get to the refills or whatever you know, you want to do? So it really is more, it's about room layout. How's this room going to lay out? How is it going to work? How is it going to serve us the way we want to live and look good?
Right.
Because it matters. You know, the way things look, they matter to us. We respond to beauty. We respond to order.
Right.
We respond to lack of confusion. You know,
right.
If we get confused, if things are cluttered and confusing, we shut down. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't refresh us. So we want a space that's going to bring energy or bring a relaxing, an energy of any kind, you know, a
right.
relaxing energy, a calm energy, or a creative vibe, you know, be able to lend itself to creative vibe for a happy party. You know, you walk into some houses and the party just feels good, or the
right.
company, the
yes.
gathering, not party, but the gathering. This has a good feeling. This is going to be a fun night. This is going to be a fun lunch. This is
right.
going to be... This is going to be good. It
you
feels
want it to
good.
Be welcoming and comfortable
yeah.
for any, well, for yourself, one, but for anybody that comes in.
Because you're the most important.
Well, hello.
Well, you are. You know,
true.
But
you
it's
spend
your
how
home.
Much portion
yeah.
of your life there, and when you leave work and chaos, school, whatever, you want to come somewhere that you feel grounded and relaxed
yeah.
and
nurtured.
Yeah.
You want to. You want to nurture you.
Absolutely.
You know,
self care.
Yeah, as adult, that's right, because as adults, we don't have our mother. Well, some of us may, but, you know, there's not generally a mother there to wrap her arms around and say, you're doing great.
Right. You know? Right.
So you come home to a space that affirms who you are and what's happening for you. So
absolutely.
So that's what we do. And there's so many influences out there, you know, color and light. That you want to look at, and how do you build the space up to make the structure feel right, to feel good, you know, like artwork, you know, hanging pictures to access the, you know, furniture's only 40 inches high, 42
right.
at the most,
right.
generally. So most houses now have at least a 9-foot ceiling. So we've got 5 feet.
Right.
What are we going to do with that?
Right.
Yeah. How do we access that? How do we create something there too?
That's a great point. I mean, with us moving here recently, we have a nice couch, but the walls, you know, the decor on the walls just don't make me happy. They were fitting for where I was living before, but now they're just, you know, I have all that space. I need some color.
Yeah. That's the challenge of moving is. You know, you loved it here.
Right.
But doesn't necessarily translate there. So you want to, you know, and that's one thing that the in-home design program can help with, too, is we take, you know, all the components that you've moved in with. I worked with one darling customer, and, you know, we were talking about, they were building a new house, and we talked, and we just had a great time, and, we were doing it off of her plans, and she came in and she said, well, I got the budget. And she just had this stricken look on her face, like,
soul crushing.
This is our budget. And I said, well, let's look at it. Let's see what we got. So we sat down and we really got our pencil out and said, okay, this is what we can do. These are the things that are important. You know, like you mentioned your sofa. Well, let's start with investing here, you know, the sofa here with a focal wall. What are we going to put behind it if it's against a wall with a pair of lamps and a pair of tables? You know, let's build this wall out. Now we've got some forgiveness over here on this side of the room. So if we invest here and make a real wow factor,
yep.
ultimately you're going to come back and replace a few other things in here. We can do a punch list
yep.
when you get that, because we do know whose money it is. You know, it's always your money.
Right.
It's not our money. And we know who lives there. You do. We don't. And we know who's going to be there when we leave. You are.
Right. Right.
So we're always mindful of those three things. But we want, when we leave, for you to feel so at home in a place that just loves and hugs on you.
That's awesome. I love it. Loves and hugs. You know, I was thinking when you were talking about, first you were talking about furniture sales used to be such a man's world. Well, and I also, recliners in my mind when I was a kid used to be a man's world, but it's not. But you said Las Vegas, I was thinking, we just debunked what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. we just debunked that.
That's right.
Thank goodness.
I know.
There might be some things.
Well, now there could still be some things that might need to stay.
I completely.
We don't want to dig too deep.
No. But that is one thing that I'm glad did not stay in Vegas.
It did not stay in Vegas. It did not. It traveled the nation, and aren't we grateful that it did?
Super, because I have a feeling there's a lot more smiles that have come as a result of it, right?
But isn't that funny? You know, it's like this light bulb just went off, and everybody was like, well, the problem is not here. The problem is there. So how do we get there? And, you know, it's a lot of fun. We were working in the store the other day, just, you know, on the showroom floor. And, you know, as things move, it's not a museum. Things have to get, it's sort of like home. You know, people fluff the pillows. I call it making the beds, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Just, yeah. And so I was working with one of our darling designers over there, Emily, at the Pensacola store. And we were working, trying to get a good-looking group together. And we'd just gotten this beautiful leather ottoman in that is just fabulous. And we were working it in to make just this drop-dead vignette. And we were pulling some tables to go with it. And as we were pulling tables, Emily said, well, this one turns this color, and this one's turning that color. We were experiencing that color influence just right there on the showroom floor.
That is so,
you know,
great.
It's turning it this color. You know, this is getting too creamy. No, this is too white.
Right.
And so, you know, even we have a challenge getting it, you know, getting it and seeing it and making it look just like a picture out of a magazine.
Right.
So
I like
it's
that.
A lot of fun.
That's all. You never know, too. You might look at something and be like, I don't know. But when you're able to visualize it or through your program, like see it basically in your home, it's completely different. Sometimes you think, oh, I don't know if that's the right piece. But then you realize, oh, my goodness, it is.
Yeah.
Like in my home, that is the right piece.
It's better than expected.
Exactly.
I'm so happy. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then things, you know, you think, oh, that, I don't even know why. You know, let's try. Can we try this? Let's just look. Can we look? So so it starts by, you know, you just come in the store. You just walk in. And, you know, we just start to visit. And if this is something that you want to do, we have, you know, two designers at each location, which is awesome.
That is great.
So we'll just sit and visit with you and a salesperson and talk about, you know, how you want the room to look and how do you want it to feel? What is it that y'all want? And, you know, and then we're great at marriage counseling.
That's right.
Partner counseling.
First dates.
First dates, all that. We're prepared for these issues. And so then the next step after, you know, you've decided, you know, what it is, you know, the colors and, you know, a sofa and a chair perhaps, or if we do bedroom and dining room, you know, we've been in the case good business, bedroom and dining rooms for 70 years.
Wow.
You know, we look at the swatches, we bring those swatches out, we bring, you know, rug samples out, because we want to look at it in your space. How does the light come into your space?
What else
is in there? What, you know, what's it got to work with? What, you know, what's there that you want to keep? Because we want to, you know, we're not eradicating your life. We just want to integrate it and make it all work together beautifully. So we come out and we do measurements and we talk about, you know, how you live there. You know, what's going on at 7 o'clock in the at night? You know, do y'all eat in front of the TV or do you eat over here? You know, what, you know, is this all one big area? You know, is your kitchen, you know, like my house, the kitchen and the living room, it's just one big room. So, you know, how is that going to work together so that you don't feel like you're living in a kitchen all the time, that you really have a living space? And so we talk about that, and then we take pictures and come back, make another appointment for you to come back in with your budget, you know, talking budget, and put a 3D presentation together so you can actually see how this room is going to work. And it's just fabulous.
That's
it's
awesome.
So much fun.
That just brings it all together. That just makes it all click.
Yeah.
That's so great, because it's better than, I'm going to take this, this, and this, and you get home, and then you're like,
I need more.
Right.
And we don't want, you know, it's not that you, it's like, let's just get a plan going. let's just get started with your plan, because there's so much out there. It used to be that we were uninformed. You know, we just didn't know.
Right.
You know, and now the challenge has just reversed. Now we're overly informed.
So now we know too much sometimes.
Yeah, it's way too much. You know, I had a daughter-in-law who was a nurse practitioner, and I would call and ask about something, and she would go, "Don't look at the internet. You're fine. You don't go there.
Do not diagnose yourself.
You'll see way too much." So
right.
So now we're overly informed. So it's difficult to hone that. It's like a funnel. You want to hone it in. You know, we've got access to thousands and thousands of maybe millions of accessories, if you include lamps, pillows, table toppers, tables, artwork, greenery, millions. So how do you diffuse that for yourself?
Right.
How are you going to do that?
You need some help.
Exactly.
From the experts.
and have something that's not a mistake.
Right. Right.
Because that can happen.
And absolutely.
That's the most expensive piece you have.
Yep.
Because some of you, if you're married like me and it's been invested, it's never termed a mistake.
That is right.
We live with it.
That is great. I love that.
Sometimes we cry. I don't want to live with that. I made a mistake. I was wrong.
I mean, I think I've grown to appreciate, as I've gotten older, like your home spaces, even your bedroom.
Like, oh, that's so important. Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's a place you go, you know, hide if you don't have your own special room. But wherever you, like, you spend your time sleeping in there 6 to 8 hours, you want to feel comfortable. And you really can feel difference when it's not driving.
One of the big things is your bed cover. You know, you want beautiful linens. And, you know, we do that, too. You want something that's just scrumptious, because there are days, you know, where we're just squeezed out. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're just squeezed out. You know, and we just need a retreat. And your room needs to be that for you, where you can just go in and just go, okay, I'll be back tomorrow.
And if you have children, sometimes you need to visit that space.
Oh, yeah.
A few times during the day, just to be like, okay. Sometimes it's a good place to hide those cookies that you're going to eat that you don't share. But
there are no boundaries.
That's right.
I find that families have no boundaries, even though we talk about that a lot. Why are we even talking about boundaries? Because nobody seems to respect that.
Right.
But still, you need that place that you go to, where you can just cuddle up and recharge, and it looks good when you wake up. You know, when you wake up and it goes, oh, this room is pretty.
Right.
You know, did you wake up today and look around your room and go, it's pretty.
Right.
I like this room. I like it.
You want a room that you can pull the covers off and say, I want to get up and hit my day hard.
Yeah.
Versus, I want to put the covers back over myself and
close
hide.
The drapes. I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. Don't turn on the lamp. Don't turn on the lamp. Yeah.
It's making me my depressed. You want to be happy. I think that makes a huge difference. It really does. You know, makes you happy, or it makes you feel blah.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to feel blah.
It's a big, you know, it doesn't, you know, if there's something innately disturbing you, you know, it's not going to eliminate that, but it will make tolerating it more pleasant.
Right.
So that
is so great. I love having you come in here. Can you remind everybody of your locations?
We are in Mobile, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, Bayou Boulevard, Bass Pro Drive in Spanish Fort, and Airport Boulevard in Mobile. I-10 is our friend.
I love that. I-10 is our friend. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, what a blast.
I love having you come in here. You always come in with such a smile, and I bet that same experience translates into any of the stores.
Oh.
So thank you.